Commissioner to provide a feedback.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and in the interest of time and without offense to the speakers and their very good statements, let me be very brief. First of all, to thank all entities, organizations, civil society representatives and others that have spoken after we finished the list of states. I would like to thank all of you for the support that you have expressed for refugees and for UNHCR's work and for your very important partnership. Some of you, the African Union, ECOWAS, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the OSCE, are organizations of states, regional in character sometimes, and political organizations. But partnership with you, and it is very clear from the statements that you have made, is very important to us in several areas, and especially in the areas of searching for solutions to situations of forced displacement, because those solutions are very much rooted in political problems and conflicts, and also in mobilizing resources, as has been the case, for example, with the OIC in the response to several crises, including that the recent one of the Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh. So this work that you do alongside with us is extremely important and we value it greatly. I would also like to note an important point made by the African Union. Next year will be the 50th anniversary of the OAU Convention and the 10th anniversary of the Kampala Convention on IDPs, on internal displacement. These are important anniversaries which the African Union and UNHCR will mark in the most appropriate manner. I would like to also refer to other statements, excellent statements from some of our traditional, if I may use this word, traditional United Nations partners, UNICEF, the World Food Programme, the International Organization for Migrations, and UNAIDS. I would like to really thank you very much. I think partnership with you is well established. You have flagged different aspects of it, be it in education and child protection, food security, mixed flows, and health, and of course HIV response and prevention. I think these partnerships will take a new dimension and a new and even more important role, as you have flagged yourselves, in the context of the Global Compact, where we will have to use your greater interface with development actors to mobilize resources in the medium and long term in all the areas that I have mentioned. Let me also take this opportunity to convey through the IOM representative my best wishes for the new Director General Antonio Vitorino. I will meet with him on Friday, but I think his tenure starts at a time when, as was flagged by me and by IOM, our partnership really is becoming incredibly important in these situations of complex situations of mixed flows. My thanks go, of course, to the Sovereign Order of Malta, also an important partner. I'm glad they flagged their role in various humanitarian situations and in rescue at sea operations as well. And of course, I don't have much to add to the World Bank statement. We have spoken so much of the World Bank in the last 3 days that I cannot really add more other than to flag again the extraordinary leadership that the World Bank President, CEO, and their teams are exercising in devising new approaches, including financial instruments, to respond to a refugee crisis. And the statement of civil society, of the NGO representatives, was the last, but for us could have been the first. The NGOs are, both national and international NGOs, are our most our closest and most traditional and most experimented partner in so many situations where their role ranges from being first providers to being an effective provider of specialized work, of specialized services in so many sectors. And often, increasingly, they're also acting as a bridge to the development dimension. And that we commend. And then one should not forget, of course, the very important advocacy role that NGOs continue to play at national and international level, very important at this moment of increasing challenges to refugee protection. Thanks all, and thank you very much for your contributions out here at the Executive Committee and out there in the real world. Thank you.